How's it going, everybody? Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Vietes Rundown. I am your host, Manny Vietes. So on this episode, I wanted to transition into March Madness. It is college basketball. It is the biggest time of the year. It's the most anticipated month of the year. And I wanted to bring in a good friend, DJ Finner, senior shooting guard from the University of Nevada Wolfpack. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing well. How you doing?
Doing good, man. This weekend was crazy for you, right?
Yeah, it was a pretty fun weekend, man. I was able to go out to Vegas and win three games in a row to get to the tournament. It was a great weekend.
Yeah, and especially after coming off a conference regular season win last week against Colorado State, you were able to beat them again in the championship. But the road was a little bit tough. You had to play Fresno State, which you guys lost to both times in the regular season.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you guys came out with the win in that, but that was a very, very, very close game in the first half. It was getting kind of chippy, but then you guys ended up coming out at the end. So it's your senior season, man. You averaged 14.1 points this year during the regular season, and it's been different than most. You guys obviously made it to the tournament. You won the Mountain West, and you did it with a pretty convincing fashion. And how has this season, just overall, how has it been different than most? How has your senior season been a staple season?
Yeah, well, thankfully it's not over yet, so hopefully it gets even better from here. But it's definitely been much different, you know, record-wise, obviously. You know, I've had a couple losing seasons here in Nevada. My freshman and sophomore years were pretty difficult years, and then we got better once Coach Musselman came in, but we still weren't quite there yet. So for us to be in this position, my senior year is – you know, I'm getting ready to head out after 4 years. It's more than a blessing. Like, it's pretty amazing just knowing how far, you know, this program has come, knowing how far I've come personally, and just knowing, you know, how far we can actually go and how good of a team we could actually be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in the first couple of seasons, you had Coach Carter, and Things definitely weren't the same. You went through some superstars. You actually were roommates with Deontay, right?
Yeah, well, I was roommates with him on our foreign trip to Italy my freshman year. So that was pretty awesome too.
Yeah. So transitioning through coaches, transitioning through all-star type of players. Mm-hmm. What has that taught you? Because you could have left anytime you wanted to. You could have went to a different school, but you stayed. But you stuck through it. You're a fourth year senior. Mm-hmm. What did the university do for you? What was the turning point you wanted to stay and you just wanted to stick through this whole thing?
Yeah, well, first of all, one of the reasons why I even came to Nevada in the first place was to spend 4 years at a college. You know, I really had confidence in not only the coaching staff, but the school and the support. And then, you know, with Deontay Burton, just seeing him grow throughout his 4 years at Nevada, and for me to have an opportunity to play with him my freshman year, it was pretty awesome, you know, and it really inspired me to, you know, want to stay and stick it out regardless of the coaching changes, regardless of all the – I mean, you know, I'm actually the last guy from my freshman and sophomore year, from the players to the coaches to the academic advisor to the mm-hmm. – strength coach to the trainer, like everything has changed so much. So for me to be able to stick it out and for us to be able to have this opportunity to play an NCAA tournament, it's a blessing, man.
Yeah, but long 4 years coming, and you definitely probably could have made it with Deontay if you guys would have done a little bit better. But
yeah,
you're here now. You guys got some NBA caliber players on your team. And so that moves me on to Musselman. What has he done for you? Because I see him on the sidelines going crazy, taking off his shirt in the championship game. I just, you know, it's one thing to see it as a fan and as a reporter, but when you see it as a player, like, what does that do for your confidence, especially when you moved into the tournament to solidify your spot in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah. Well, Coach Muss is extremely dedicated, and you know, as a player, when you see a coach that dedicated, who's not only preaching what he's talking about, but actually doing what he's talking about himself, as far as working hard and spending hours watching film. And for us, it would be spending hours, you know, working on our game individually and whatnot. But, you know, it's really great as a player to see, you know, the head coach a coach who played in the or who coached in the NBA and who has money and is not really, you know, who doesn't have to be at a small at this school and you know, he doesn't get paid a lot. So I think it shows a lot for him and it shows a lot about what he wants to do as far as, you know, win and you know, help our players and get us, you know, help make us a better individually and better as a team each and every day. So it's really awesome having Coach Muss as a coach.
Coach Muss. So right when you guys won, he wasn't really concerned about what seed that you guys were going to get. Obviously, you guys are a 12 seed, but he said this in a quote. He said, "We're ready to go play a game. So tell us where we're going. Let's book our tickets and let's get there and get down to business." Is that just the type of nitty gritty type of guy he is?
Yeah, he's just like that. You know, right after we won the game, you know, he told us in the locker room, you know, we're not just going to the tournament just to participate. You know, we're going to, you know, shock the world. We're going to win. We're going to win some games. It's not just about showing up just and saying we made it, you know, and played in it. You know, we want to go win. And then when they called our on Selection Sunday yesterday, when they, you know, showed us who we were playing, you know, you could see it in his eyes, like, okay, we know. As soon as it said Iowa State, you know, okay, it's time to prepare. So we ended up having film, you know, about an hour and a half after that. And he was talking to one of the transfer kids, Hollis Cook, who actually played at Iowa State. He was talking to him immediately, trying to get, you know, some ideas about their players and how they play as a team. So, you know, it's pretty awesome. His mind is always working and he's always ready to, you know, to prepare for the next game.
So he's going to get you ready for the tournament coming up, but I want to talk a little bit about the regular season, because this regular season was unlike most. You guys were on the cusp of being ranked multiple times throughout the season, multiple winning streaks, and then you would have that hard loss. Can you explain the ups and downs of the season and like, how are you guys able to cope around that? Cause you guys were going like a 5 or 6 game winning streak, then like a 9 game winning streak, and then you guys would lose a game. There was plenty of times that you guys were at, you know, on the AP poll, you guys were around like 26, 27 to be ranked, you know, like what did that do for you guys? And, you know, how did you guys get around that curve? Because that's kind of like demoralizing for a second. You're like, damn, we're about to be ranked. And then it just gets taken away from you for a second.
Yeah, it could definitely be tough. It could definitely also be frustrating, especially, you know, you put in so much work and, you know, hard work, and you have a little bit of success and win, you know, 5, 6 games in a row, you know, and then you drop the ball, you know, against a team that you should beat. You know, it's very difficult, but, you know, at the same time, it actually helped build us as a team. You know, it kept us, you know, humble. We didn't really get our heads too big, and we also never got too low after that. You know, after those tough losses, you know, there would be team meetings, and you could tell everybody was upset, but also everybody was excited to beat the next team. So we made sure that we never lost 2 games in a row all season. So it definitely helped us out a lot, and I definitely think it helped put us in the position to win not only the Mountain West regular season conference, but the Mountain West tournament as well, just because, you know, we faced that adversity and we got through it and we fought and we became a better team from it.
So, yeah, you guys went through those through those winning streaks, but you guys beat UNLV twice this year. By first time by 27, second time by 36, and you had a season high 37 against UNLV the first time. And how did that feel after losing last year at UNLV? I mean, that buzzer beater by Patrick McCaw. What did that do for you in your senior season, just beating your rival?
Well, it kind of, you know, completed my journey from a rivalry standpoint. You know, we played UNLV so many times, and honestly, you know, for me, I actually chose Nevada, or one of the reasons why I wanted to go to Nevada was because of the rivalry in Nevada and UNLV. You know, not many schools have that type of rivalry with another school and that type of history. So for that to happen, I just thought it was awesome. And knowing that before I got here, you know, UNLV was always on top in basketball. And over the past 4 years since I've been here, you know, we've had the winning record. You know, we've beat them more times than they've beaten us. So it really is like a nice little little side goal, maybe like a little feeling of success just because it's a rivalry.
Yeah. And I mean, and obviously scoring 37 points in the game, it like isn't too bad either. So, so how has your role changed? You know, how, cause you, because the freshman year you didn't start one game, it probably was hard for you, but then now obviously you're starting, you're in that constant role. You know, how has your role changed from freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, and then now senior year of you being a significant piece of this team?
Yeah, well, it's definitely changed a lot. Like you said, I didn't start a single game my freshman year. Very, very difficult freshman year. You know, not only was I not playing, but we didn't really have any type of success, you know, other than, you know, a few games here and there, or, you know, like beating UNLV at home. But, you know, then my sophomore year, it was even worse just because although I was starting, you know, we weren't winning still, and it was just very difficult. But, you know, as time went on and after the new coaching staff came in, you know, I had to start, you know, filling a leadership role, most importantly. And with that leadership comes responsibility, obviously. But, you know, I was just trying to focus on talking a lot and communicating, whether we're in the huddles or practice, and then leading by example. So I make sure I'm the first one on the court and the last one to leave, just so, you know, other guys can see me working hard and hopefully they see the progress I was making. And, you know, they did. So, I always thought that was like a way to, you know, inspire my teammates to want to be in the gym, to want to get better, because they was, you know, see me work hard and see, you know, results. So, and then, you know, now my senior year being a starter, senior and a captain, you know, it seems like everything worked itself out like it was supposed to. But, you know, like I said, we're not done yet. So hopefully there could be some more success.
Yep. Yeah. You guys got a long road ahead of you still. And, you know, Thursday is only 3 days away. So, you know,
right around the corner.
Yeah. Right around the corner, man. So you talked about leadership. How have you played a role to Cam and to Caroline and to Marshall? Because those guys, all four of you guys, have just carried this team throughout the season. And since you are the longest tenured player on the team, you know what did you do for them? You know, what did you welcome them? So what did you tell them when they came? What did you want to establish as the aura of Nevada basketball? What did you want? So what did you basically want, you know, like the Nevada presence to be?
Well, I definitely, number one, I just wanted the culture to become a hardworking culture. You know, I wanted, you know, guys to really, enjoy practicing, enjoy working hard. And, you know, it was much easier. It's not like I had to go to these younger guys and be like, okay, you got to work hard now and this, that, and the other, because, you know, they were already working hard. Jordan Caroline is a gym rat. You know, Marshall, he gets in the gym all the time, and Cam works on his game as well. So it's not like I really had to preach that to him, but, you know, I definitely wanted them to see through example, you know, that you got to work hard regardless. And you know, I also wanted to be a voice for the guys when it came to, you know, off the court stuff, whether it was in had to do with classes or, you know, whatever. You know, I just wanted to, you know, help guys make right decisions and, you know, be there for anybody who needed me as a senior leader. And, you know, for me, it was kind of like a sole role, because, you know, there's nobody here that I came with here. So like my freshman year, everybody's gone. So that means, you know, I don't have any co-seniors with me that I grew up with at Nevada. So it definitely kind of, you know, made me feel like I had more of a responsibility to, you know, inspire these guys and help lead these guys.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes when they bring in, you know, freshmen and sophomores, it's easy for like the senior or for the older guy to kind of just drift away, and then the younger guys will, yeah, on some teams that's what usually happens. But, you know, you've remained to stay up, you know, obviously averaged 14.1 points this year. Where do you find your place on the floor? Because, you mean, you have a guy like Cam who's going to be in the lottery who's going to be in the draft this year, more than likely. And, you know, Caroline and Marshall too. You know, where do you find your role? Where do you compliment those guys the best on the floor? You know, what is your major focus and role on this team moving forward into the tournament?
Well, definitely leadership, you know, as we that's, you know, kind of been my theme. But, you know, also, you know, I've worked on my jump shot so much that, you know, I like to take a lot of pressure off those guys by making my shots and taking good shots. Not only that, but, you know, being able to defend and be the main voice on defense, you know, throughout the game. You know, it could be tough to want to talk. You know, you get tired. You know, it could be difficult sometimes. And sometimes dudes just forget that you need to talk on defense. So, you know, I definitely try to be the one if we need to, you know, communicate a bit more, be extra loud so that, you know, maybe my teammates will catch on and we, you know, we'll communicate much better. But, you know, I came to the school as a scorer. So, you know, I definitely like to put the ball in the basket, but, you know, I'm not the first option as well. So, I, you know, I definitely do whatever I can to help this team win and to compliment the other guys.
Would you kind of say that you're the unsung hero?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. It'd be nice to look at it like that, you know, just because, you know, I'm not all, like I said, I'm not always, you know, the go-to guy or even the second go-to guy. So, you know, for me to, you know, put on a show, you know, and take off, you know, some pressure from the other guys, you know, some games I feel like I am an unsung hero. So,
yeah. So, since you didn't have, you know, you don't have no other seniors just accompanying you along this journey. You don't have any other, you know, people from the staff that has been there since your freshman year, you know, but you've had your family though. Right.
Yeah.
Who's been your biggest influence through all this? Cause it, you know, again, it could have been really easy for you to go away, but you wanted to stay through all this. And, you know, it definitely takes some family power to do that. So who would you say is your biggest, you know, unsung hero that no one knows about right now?
Yeah. My biggest would probably be my mom, just because, you know, she always supported me, you know, regardless of, you know, the situation or the dilemma, you know, whether I wanted to stay or whether I wanted to go or whether I wanted to, you know, stop playing basketball. Like she would have my back always. And just the support from her over the past 4 years has been amazing. you know, but there's also, you know, I do also have other family members who have been there with me, including my sister, who's only a couple years older than me. But, you know, it's tough because, you know, they don't live out here, and it was, you know, difficult for them to always come to games. So, you know, they would definitely be there for me through the phone, or, you know, they would come and visit when they could. But it was definitely something that wasn't – it's not like I saw them all the time, but, you know, I could definitely feel their support.
Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that they're very excited for Thursday night or what?
Yeah, man, they're pumped. They're booking their tickets in hotel rooms as we speak, man. They're pretty excited.
So I mean, I know you can't give up too much about the game, but, you know, what have you seen so far in the film? You know, what are you guys preparing for a little bit with Iowa State?
Yeah, Iowa State looks good, man. They are a really good team. They can shoot the ball very well. They got a point guard in Monte Morris who is extremely careful with the ball. I believe he has like a 7-to-1 turnover, assist to turnover ratio, which is probably break all college basketball records as far as assist to turnover ratio goes. But you know, and he has some shooters to complement him. But it's a good matchup for us. It's a really good matchup for us, and too big. Just, you know, like us, we're not oversized, or we're actually undersized. So you know, I definitely think it would be a good matchup for us, and it should be a good game.
Yeah, definitely. Growing up as a kid, you know, you obviously watch the tournament all the time, and then, you know, you obviously wish that you were in that moment. You know, then you're going to be in that moment on Thursday. You're going to hit the floor. You know, you're going to be on TV. You're going to be, you know, it's, you know, you've been on TV before, but this is going to be, you know, obviously one of the bigger moments. You know, what kind of goes through your head? Do you get that sense of accomplishment that, you know, like you you finally did it all here in Nevada?
Well, maybe not all. I think, you know, I really believe that success is like a drug where, you know, you want, if you get some success, you taste it, you know, you want more and more. So, you know, I tasted that success of winning the conference and the conference tournament. So, you know, I wanted more, you know, after winning conference regular season, you know, I wanted more success. I wanted that tournament, just like all my teammates and coaches, you know, and just after the tournament, you know, we all want, you know, more success. We want to win that first game. That's the next step. And after that would be when, you know, so it's just a constant, you know, wanting to be more and more successful. But, you know, regardless of what happens, you know, I'm definitely proud, you know, part of the Wolfpack, and I'm definitely proud that, you know, I've stuck it out for 4 years, and it's, and, you know, we were able to accomplish some goals that I wasn't sure if I'd ever come close to accomplishing. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, man, it, you know, it would be great icing on the cake if you guys were to make it, you know, deep in the tournament, you know, but, what are your plans, you know, after the tournament, after you leave Nevada? What are you gonna do after? Are you gonna try to go Euro basketball, or are you gonna try to go to the summer leagues? What are you gonna try to do? What are you looking at right now?
I'm definitely gonna take about like a week off and just, you know, lay back.
Yeah, obviously.
Just chill for a little bit, because it's definitely been a long season already, and, you know, we still got more to go. But, you know, I'm just, you know, my is to, obviously make the NBA and sneak in the back door, you know, one of those guys that a lot of people overlook, and it might take me a little longer than other guys, but, you know, I definitely, you know, believe I was built for this. So I definitely believe that's what's going to happen, you know, eventually. But immediately after this season, I'm going to be training, I'm going to be flying different cities and training with guys that I grew up with, training with coaches that, you know, have coached me in the past, and just finding a way to get better every day and stay in the gym, and then the agent and kind of just go from there. But, you know, my key, you know, going to where I want to go and, you know, making some, you know, starting my career off the right way, you know, I got to stay in the gym. You know, that's just my, you know, I'm just going to, you know, work out every day and you know, just, you know, pray everything work itself out.
Hey, yeah, man, that's, you know, I feel like everyone's in that same boat right now who's a senior in college. Everyone's trying to figure that out right now too. But yeah, you're not alone, bro.
And yeah, not at all.
Yeah. When are you guys leaving? When, you know, what's the itinerary for the tournament? Are you guys leaving tomorrow?
Yeah, we leave in the morning. Get there, and you know, we'll probably go through our you know, normal road routine, and you know, get some food and, you know, get a practice in, and, you know, kind of just relax for the night. And then, you know, Wednesday, the day before the game, I'm sure they got a whole bunch of stuff planned, so we'll just go from there. I'm not exactly sure what they have planned, but I'm hoping for some good food. That's what I'm really hoping for.
did you know that the 12 seed has beaten the 5th seed in 15 of the last 16 tournaments?
Yeah, I didn't know it was 15 of the last 16, but everybody keeps talking about that 12 beating the 5, and, you know, hopefully that could be us this year. You know, who knows? But awesome,
man. Yeah, that really would have been, you know, would be something great. You know, I'm pretty sure you guys have a great chance of doing that, you know, just from a personal standpoint. What do you want to tell scouts, or you want to tell agents, or tell the NBA right now? What are some things that you have in your game that you just want to, like, just to get out there for everyone to know? Like we already know that you're a leader. But what are some things that you excel in, and what are some things that you're planning on working on moving forward?
I definitely feel like some of my strengths is my shooting ability. I believe that I have the best, you know, dribble pull-ups, 1-2 dribble pull-ups in the country. You know, that's kind of where I, you know, I kind of fall back on that, because I, you know, I feel like I'll make 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 of those. 11 out of 10 of those, you know, but I believe that's my strength. But, you know, also, you know, I've developed my 3-point shot, you know, a lot, and, you know, my numbers are pretty solid. So, you know, hopefully that they'll be able to see, you know, I can have a dribble pull up and I can play defense as well. As far as what I need to work on, definitely I work on all aspects of my game. You know, I definitely am going a lot more on my ball handling this summer, probably more than I ever have, while, you know, continuing to improve my jump shot.
Okay. And to round it out, what are some players that you kind of resemble your game as in the NBA right now? Where some of the guys that you look?
Yeah, I would say some of the guys are guys like Avery Bradley. You know, I really like Avery Bradley's game. He's a lockup defender and can knock down a three ball. He's from my way, actually. He's from Tacoma, Washington, which is about 45 an hour outside of Seattle. I really guys like him, even guys like Patrick Beverly. I really like to watch their game because, you know, those are the kind of guys that teams need if they want to win. You know, the guys that will do what a lot of other guys in the NBA don't really want to do, which is, you know, play defense, get steals, and kind of hang out in that corner or lift it on that wing for three balls and rebounding. But you know, I really admired those guys, and I really look up to those guys because, you know, that's the kind of player I want to be in the NBA someday.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys heard it here first. He wants to resemble Avery Bradley, Patrick Beverly. He wants to be that do-it-all guy for a championship team. Yeah. And so, guys, if there's any scouts out here listening, so any team managers, agents, you know, this is my guy, DJ Finner, shooting guard, University of Nevada. Catch him on Thursday. Plays against Iowa State. He is a 12 seed playing against the 5th seed. The game is at 4:30 p.m. Don't miss out. It's on True TV. You know, everyone tune in. All UNLV fans, all Reno fans, everyone in the Mountain West. DJ, thanks for stopping by, brother. I appreciate it, man.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, brother. Good luck. All right.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. So you guys heard it here first. We had DJ Finner on today. Just talking about Mountain West basketball and talking about the tournament coming up on Thursday. If you guys can, please go back and subscribe to my podcast, listen to my last episodes, and have a great rest of your week and NCAA tournament. Peace.